So maybe this is a good time to catch up, in as far as it's possible to catch up with the uncertainty and confusion at the heart of this story in Athens tonight. Peanuts Politics team member Dino Sophos has returned to his native land to help us grope our way towards some kind of understanding, if that's possible. Dino, hi.
Hi, John.
Hi. Well, the Prime Minister there, if he still is the Prime Minister, George Papandreou, threw this plan to rescue Greece from its enormous debts into doubt when he promised a referendum on the plan. And that caused panic in the markets and in the capitals of Europe. What is happening there now? Has he gone? And does anyone think we're any safer or better off tonight?
He's not gone yet, John. The current Prime Minister of Greece, Yorgos Papandreou, and his opposition leader, Samaras, are currently in a meeting with the Greek president to try and form this crucial coalition government. Now, what has to happen tonight, basically, is that the two main parties have to agree a temporary government to approve the European bailout fund, as we've been hearing agreed on the 26th of October. Yeah. Now, we've been in a very bizarre catch-22 situation all day here. Papandreou said he's not going to resign until a replacement is agreed. Yeah. Samaras said he's not discussing anything until Papandreou resigns as Prime Minister. They've been refusing. These guys were roommates at university in the US together, and today they've been refusing to speak directly to each other.
Yeah.
So the President of Greece has hauled them in, and at some point tonight we expect that Papandreou will resign and we will hear the new candidate to take over for this interim government. The candidate being talked about the most here is Lukas Papadimos, and he is a former vice president of the European Central Bank, and he would be a very popular choice with the French and the Germans, of course. What's crucial here is that this new Greek coalition leader, whoever he is, goes to the ECOFIN meeting tomorrow and commits to ratifying the European bailout deal. If not, it's going to be terrible times for Greece.
Yeah, and we're going to get a sense of what awaits that emissary in Brussels in just a few moments. But tell me this briefly, Dina, what is the feeling among your compatriots there? And however Greece struggles through this debt crisis, can anyone be confident the country is going to come through any stronger, however long it takes?
Not at all, John. I mean, the feeling here is uncertainty, complete uncertainty. Until this agreement is reached, Europe is holding back this crucial sixth instalment of the last bailout deal. If Greece doesn't get that, it can't pay its pensions, it can't pay salaries. Essentially, Greece goes bust and leaves the euro. So I've been out in Greece talking to the Greeks we're talking about here, who've had their salaries cut. I've been out on the streets of Gazi, busy area of Athens, where all the nightclubs are on a busy Saturday night.
In our age, it's difficult to find a job. When we go to the work, we take 400.
A month?
300, no, a month. And with no vacations, with no nothing. What the boss want to do? Work 12 hours a day.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to stay in Greece?
No. I take a degree and after I go to Australia.
What are you going to do when you graduate?
I don't know, maybe I will leave Greece, I go in another country or something.
I've spoken to lots of people tonight and they're all saying the same thing.
There's no potentials, you know, for a better job or a better future. It's really bad, you know.
There's also a lot of tax evasion in Greece, and that's one of the reasons, that arguably, that Greece has got into this mess. People not paying taxes. You know, you go to a doctor's surgery in Greece, it's one price with a receipt, it's a lower price without a receipt. That's embedded in the Greek people, isn't it? That's a problem.
You know, it's the way that things function in Greece. You know, you have to give money to have some facilities. It's like that. It's not.
But none of that money is. None of the tax is going to the government.
It's like black money, you know.
Well, it's now Sunday morning, and I've come to the Athenian suburb of Chalandri. I'm outside a church, the Church of St. Nicholas. Greece is, of course, a very religious, Christian Orthodox country, and the churches are always full on a Sunday morning. So I'm just going to go inside and maybe speak to some of the congregation about how they view the economic crisis in Greece.
What do I feel, eh? I feel that it will be happen the worst, truly. The most difficult situation during the last 40 years. Every day is more difficult than the former. We don't know what will be happen the next day, the next hour. It is the first time during my life that I saw many people who look for something to eat from the dustbins.
It's that serious?
Serious. I've seen with my eyes. There is no money to eat.